This is On Me Radio, the official voice of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. The On Me Radio News Summary, I am Justin Kono. President George Weah has made additional appointments in government pending confirmation by the Liberian Senate where applicable. Among those appointed are Joyce Sherman, Deputy Minister for Prevention Services, and James Fogba, Assistant Minister for Administration at the Ministry of Health. Others are Elizana Gaku, Assistant Minister for Administration at the Ministry of Labor, Rebecca McGill, Deputy Minister for Administration, and Ojukwu Yimpan, Assistant Minister for Tax Policy at the Ministry of Finance and Development Planning. The Liberia Council of Churches has called for deep reflection and critical research on issues concerning land ownership and dual citizenship. LCC Second Vice President told Army Radio that the debates on dual citizenship and land ownership should be guided by thorough research that will lead Liberians to logical and valuable gains for development. Dr. Olumanje said actions on these matters should consider but not be limited to economic implications, governance, but also best practices, mainly in the sub-region, and human rights. The LCC's call comes in the wake of President George Weah's State of the Nation address, calling for the scrapping of provisions in the Constitution concerning dual citizenship and restricting citizenship to individuals of Negro descent. The National Working Group Against Female Genital Mutilation is today celebrating International Day of Zero Tolerance on FGM in Marshall City, Magibi County. The group has brought together key actors to discuss issues leading towards a legislative act to eradicate female genital mutilation. Speaking to Army Radio, the president of the group, Mema Robinson, said the executive order passed by former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf will be paramount on the agenda. Mema Robinson also said the executive order will only be used as a springboard to have a law legislated to end the process, adding that she believes President George Weah's recent statement calling for a 50-50 empowerment will assist in the achievement of their goal. The news is coming to you from Army Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. South Africa President Jacob Zuma's State of the Nation speech in Parliament has been postponed as pressure grows on him to resign. The Parliament Speaker made the announcement without giving a new date for the address that had been scheduled for Thursday. The ruling African National Congress, ANC, earlier called a meeting of its top body for Wednesday. Mr. Zuma, 75, has resisted calls to quit over corruption allegations. He was replaced as party leader by his deputy, Cyril Ramaphosa, 65, in December. He is now the frontrunner to succeed him as president. Earlier on Tuesday, the Nelson Mandela Foundation urged Mr. Zuma to step down. The foundation said in a statement, South Africa has seen systematic looting under Mr. Zuma's rule, and he must go sooner rather than later. And U.S. stocks suffered their worst falls in more than 6 years on Monday in a sell-off spark by concerns of higher interest rates. The White House moved to reassure investors, saying it was focused on long-term economic fundamentals, which remain exceptionally strong. Signs of improvement in the economy have driven U.S. markets to record highs. Ever since he was elected in November 2016, President Donald Trump has tweeted a number of times about the increase in U.S. stock markets, using the gains since he took office to illustrate market improvement. Economic news from the U.S. has been stronger than anticipated. That's the Army Radio News Summary production of the Popular Information section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Army, you can log on to www.army.umissions.org, facebook.com/army2003, or twitter/army news. I am Justin Cornell.